8 days ago, it was 16 children, 20, who made their first Holy Communions on the last two Saturdays we've had. When you saw the joy on their faces, when you saw the joy on their parents' faces, when you saw the tears on their grandparents' faces, you realized that what was happening was something special, something extraordinary. And one of the problems we have with Holy Communion is that sometimes we forget it is extraordinary. We just can easily treat it as just part of what we do. And it's not that we don't respect it. It's not that we don't love it. But sometimes almost life gets in the way. And we forget that what we're witnessing and receiving is absolutely miraculous. The trouble is that food is something we expect. And I suspect that 95% of you, when you walk in and out of the church, never give a glance to the corner over there where we have the food pantry, because you don't need to worry about it because you have food at home. There are people who come into this church literally every day to get food to keep them and their families alive. And every time I walk past it, I marvel at the generosity of the people of this parish and this area who help supply it and do the work behind it. When you have food all the time, you take it as being ordinary. But when you don't, even a crust of bread can be something that's treasured. Holy Communion, because we can receive it, can sometimes mean that we treat it in an ordinary way. So let's just ask you a few little questions. Do you spend any time on a Sunday reflecting, even for a few minutes, on the fact that Jesus has come into you in a special way in Mass? Or is it forgotten in the hustle and bustle of the day? Do you go through the week, and as we journey towards Sunday, find your spirits rising because you're about to receive something extraordinary and exciting? Because I can tell you, all our children that made their first communion, as the week went on, their joy went up and up and up each day. Do you put Holy Communion and church as the important most thing to do on a Sunday? Or is it something we have to fit in besides all the other things that are happening in our lives? Do you find that when Mass is over, you're out of the door like a proverbial shot and home and getting on with the rest of the day, having ticked that off and got on with it? And do you find when you get up on a Sunday morning, you think to yourself, well, we're going to go to church today. I'll get there when I can. Or do you think, no, I'm going to get there early because I want to prepare myself for this great gift that I'm going to have. And I want some time just to think and ponder what it is I'm going to receive. Because our children who made their first communion yesterday and the week before turned up really early, And we're sitting here excited and expectant and prayerful. You see, it's not that we don't value Holy Communion, but it's there all the time. And because of that, we can fall into a trap of forgetting what great gift this is. That's why the church, in its wisdom, gives us this day to celebrate Corpus Christi, the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of God. The God who created us, the God who loves us, the God who said, I will never leave you alone, and the God who comes to us and wants to be with us each and every moment of our life, and who I find at times that I've compartmentalized because I'm working, doing other bits and pieces for him to build his kingdom, that I've forgotten what he's given me, forgotten what he's done for me, forgotten what he expects of me. Not that I don't love him, not that I don't desire to spend time with him, but life gets in the way. There are so many things for us to do, so many calls on our time. So maybe just today, this day, when we come forward, we will just spend a few moments as we're coming forward realizing the depth of the love of God, who gave himself on a cross. But before giving his life, he offered his life to us to receive. I will never leave you alone. If God stopped thinking about you for one second, you would cease to exist. How often do we find we have forgotten about the existence of God?